Okay, we're on Simon Shin Sadi Test, Sif Yud Gimel. Bimkama Sh'oshim Shnei Yomim Tovim, Mishimeis Lomeis B'yantif Sheni, Shu Yantif Achon Shel Pesach, O Shel Chag, O B'yantif Sheni Shel Atzeres, V'kavu Bo Bayom, Noeg Bo Avelis, Ho V'yom Tov Sheni Midivrehim, V'avelis Yom Rishon Shehu Yom Misa Ugfura Shel Torah, Yitcha ase shel divreim mibnei ase shel Torah. So the first opinion is that Avelis will be noyag on Yantav Sheni shel Golias, because since Avelis is assuming it's Yom, we'll see why, because it's Avelis device. If it makes Yantav Sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, for cover bo b'yom, einu noyag bo Avelis, Shabbos Yom Kiyom Orachem. B'medvam Amurim B'shiva Mesim Hamufurashim B'Torah. This halacha that Avelis applies on Yontif Sheni, and the Mechaber excludes Rosh Hashanah, which we'll see as a machlokes, only applies to those that are Avelis Midiraisa. Aval Osim Shol Sifu Aleihem Ki Isa B'Sim Shin Ayin Dal, like those that they were Moshe, for example, Achosum and Aim, and so on, that are only midrabanan. Ein avulusim ele midrabanan. Lefichich ein noig aleim avelis b'shum yontif. Vafilu b'osim shamanu shenoig avelis b'yontif sheni einu kareya. Va'olim nogim shlolis abo b'yontif sheni shel golius al shum meis afilu hu yom misu ukfura. So the first opinion is that there is avelis, and then he says that we're not noig avelis b'yontif sheni, and the Ramah explains why, because those who are not, because they hold the sovim kedasa omrim she'ein shum avelis d'iraisa v'chein ha'minig poshuk v'ein l'shanos. So the minig, so really there should be a machlokes. I would assume, I don't know what the minig of svardim are, but mechaber usually the first day is his ikodeya, so it seems that mechaber holds mikodin that there should be avelis, right? And because he holds that if it's Yom Misuk Fu, it's Avelis D'Iraisa, and it's Doicha Yontav Sheni, which is only Drabonon. And the second day holds not that way. However, there are more paskins that there's no Avelis, V'chein Haminig Poshu, right? Okay. However, as relates to Rosh Hashanah, here he holds on Rosh Hashanah there's not a velus, right? Because it's kiyuma richta. However, there are cholkim on this. The Bach, let me just see where it is. What do we have at the beginning? There are those who are choylek, I think it's the Bach and others who call it. Because why should Rosh Hashanah, even though Shema Richter, but it's only Midravonon. If it's because the Arise is Doichid Ravonon, why should there be a difference between Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Sheni, others, and the attack of those who are choylek? Let's just see where they are.
We saw a
Piskei Tshuva, Perach Mate Aron. Where was that? And also there was a Bach, if I'm not mistaken. Oh yeah, right. But Shuv is Bach Hachadoshes, right? That's the Bach I just cited. Sheherech lahachzik deyazu the Yontif Sheni olalo, v'chein Yontif Sheni shel Golius shechal b'Shabbos avak dafil beetz Yisrael lo hayu yochol linhog avelus ba'oso yom afal b'kein olalo u'mashlim olav shisha ayin sham v'chein kasa b'Shuvus radvaz. the Yontif Shein Shu Rosh Hashanah Ola. Ayin Shem Kach Kosu Vesof Sefer Masos Bin Yamin. V'chein V'ayin B'Shevet Perach Mata Aron V'lo Posgim U'Mechalik D'Hechid D'Havi Yontif Shein Yom Misa U'Kvura Ola Avamais B'Yom Mishin D'Ein B'Yontif Shein Avelis D'Yavaisa Az Eino Oila Mufash came divi have advice, and I should cost the old Hainan take a davi, your misu ugfu, viski mi mo havav, marina mihil hakoin zal. So there are different sheetas. Now, there's some say, if it depends on whether it's available to your eyes or not, then we get to Machal Shushan, there's after both your misa and your kfu, or just your kfu is sufficient, right? And then, right? So there are those who disagree. Then the nuance within that is it the Yeraisa, not Yeraisa, does it have to also be Yom Misa Kfur? And then the Psak of the Mechaba is that on Rosh Hashanah, since it's Yom HaRichter, there's no Avelus at all. It's interesting to note that we do have a Chiluk, for example, Gabe Meis, that by Yontif Sheni, the Loch is Yontif Sheni in Yom Meis Kechol Shavu Rabbanon, and the Gabe Kfur, therefore, by Yontif Sheni, we're makel even as relates to Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, right? Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, the kfu is permitted, right? Because it's kechol shevu rabbanon. So it's not a matir. As above explained, the Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, as the Lashon Gemara is kechol shevu rabbanon. It's as if it's not. It's chol l'gabi that day. I think I told you that. The story with the Rav and the right, with Ramesh, the Rav's father, that he said over, and he asked Reb Chaim later, you know, there was somebody who died, and the Shaila was whether they could be, they weren't going to have enough time to do it on Yontif. What was it? They didn't have enough time to do it on the first day. Could they, right, could they,
so it was already halana, because
it, right, the shah, if there's, in other words, Reb Chaim, the shaila was what's matter, is it the isur halana sameis? That was Reb Chaim's suffix, right? And the shaila is there a constant isur? But once you postponed it, right, then there's no matter anymore. So it's only that day that we're matter, but not the second day, right? But then the other issue was what is it chuya or hutra? Right, if you could do it, right, Rav Moshe said that the halacha of kfur beyond of sheni is the shaila was this: they could have done it erev yontif rishon, but there wouldn't have been a proper. Levi and so on. So they wanted to be doicha it to Yontif Sheni. So then the shaila is if it's just nidcha. So since it was efshar shosim erev Yontif, so then you couldn't be doicha, like, right. But if it's hutra, it's avkor, it's even more than hutra, avkor in the kedusha sayom. So then that is, it wasn't called efshar. It's not like machshirin that it was efshar shosim erev Yontif. So then it would be muta even Yontif Sheni. So the Maishit thought that it would be permitted, and then afterwards he asked Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim said he agreed with the Lamdas, you know, namely that it's Afkor and the Kedusha Sayom, and that's why the Rav said it also applies to Rosh Hashanah, because if it was a Matir, so maybe it doesn't. These Hetem, for example, the Mushal is a Mushal, the Fur is Mutter Yontif Sheni, right? But it's not Mutter Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, because it's Yom HaRichter. So if it's just a heter and mat, you know, so that doesn't apply to Yontif Sheni. But if it's Afkon, the Kedusha Sayom, so then it would apply to Rosh Hashanah. That's why it does indeed apply to Rosh Hashanah as well. But that's only as relates to the Tzorach HaMeis himself. But as to Avelus, that Svara would not necessarily apply. V'Horai, you see the Mechava Paskins as relates to Rosh Hashanah, that Avelus is not Noyig on Yontif Sheni. It's not Oila at all. But you know, but that's a discussion for the Bach and for others, all those who say. But if it's available to your Eishel, it should be doicha even Rosh Hashanah. And Mechaber says it's not. So I was thinking this may depend on this shot. You know, I just formulated what the Rav said as related to the Kfura, right? That's why Yom Tov Sheni, right, is Kechol Shevu Avonon, right? The Nafkamina would be, that maybe is the shot about Rosh Hashanah. You know, it's what's the locha that is, since the Eraisa, that since Avelis is the Eraisa, so therefore it suspends. You know, the halach by Yom Tov Sheni is the pshat that since it's the Eraisa, the makom of the Eraisa, they would never goyza the halacha. It's not Yom Tov. In other words, it's not just that it's a matter. Since it's not like ase do chalos, I say. If you ase do chalos, I say, ain't that, right? So then maybe Rosh Hashanah, they may more chomot, you may richter, right? But if the halacha is since it's the Eraisa, the makom of the Eraisa, they can't make it Rabbanon, so then it's not just that it's doicha. The Gabe, right, the Eraisa takes precedence. The Gabe, that there's never Gzeira of Yom Tov Sheni, right, as related to Avelis only, I'm saying, right, to that halacha. So then, even Rosh Hashanah, even though Tzimah Ruchten has the Chumas on Yom Tov Sheni, would still apply. You follow what I'm saying?
But how's that different than Kufka Kedushas Hayom?
No, but I'm saying, I'm just saying it's not that it's Avkon Kedush, because they would never goyza, but Mokum the Eraisa, there wasn't the Gzeir Rabbanan. Indeed, it's like Kechol Shev Yom Rabbanan. So if it's like Lagabe, so then it applies to Rosh Hashanah as well. But if it's just a locha, then it's like an Aseh Doch Halos, it's a Tetchia, so maybe on Rosh Hashanah they didn't make Tetchia because it's Mochama. Or maybe they did, because Rosh Hashanah, Sof, this is, it's still only Rabbanan Yom Tov Sheni. It's Rosh Hashanah.
I thought there was Tosfos in Brachos, it could be Brachos, that brings this shita of the first day of Shulchan Aruch and on Mitzvah Derabu Shani, and questions this day only because of Mitzvah Derabu Shani, meaning even if it is a Doraisa, and even if it is
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's an implication I thought from that Tosfos that Yom Tov Sheni, the Simcha of Yom Tov Sheni, could be the mitzvah, the Rabbim, which could be the.
But, I mean, the Gemara says the reason Avelis the Yochid, the reason Avelis is not noig on Yom Tov is because Asay the Rabbim is doicha the Asay the Yochid.
And the implication at Tosfos I thought was even if you thought that the Avelis is Deoraisa, and even if the Avelis is Deoraisa, the Asa, the Rabbim, the Rabbanim,
it could be that it's Machlokes Rishonim about this. This halacha, there's a rush about this. This is a machlokes rishonim.
It's a tussle in brachos. Mitzvah derabim shani.
You want to be the choices?
Ikan kashla halachos hilchos gedolos. The pirush the misha meis lo meis biyom tov achron the avelos no hig.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch is the Bahag.
Is the Bahag, right. because we would say that even though it's drabonon, but it's still it's simcha derabim, so we'd say and I deraisus shevi al taisa, chachama oikav b'makom shevi al taisa.
People are chaylik on that taisus. It's not really simcha. It's with the rabim. The simcha of yantiv is because you're not motzi. It's not that you're motzi rabim. It's just you're mishtat. It's not real mitzvah rabim.
But that the Gemara says no. Asay the rabim,
Gemara says it. Right, but is the simcha of the yantiv the Tosfos basis for questioning the Bahag?
No, but I'm just saying this is. I mean, that's what we say it no by yantiv.
No, it was the assay of kedusha of going to. Sure, of the minion being
mitzvah,
and the guy was
mishachre. Right,
mishachre
after, right.
To be mitzvah from the minion, so on that.
But isn't that lashon gemara by Avelus also?
Oh, I don't know.
That I say the rabbim is
doicha.
Simcha the rabbim is doicha. Isn't that the lashon?
Oh.
What's that gemara?
Sorry, you were right.
Right. Right. So that's a Gemara. But Yom Tov Sheni is also Asid, you know, Asid Rav, just an Asid Rabam Drabana. So maybe B'makom, you know, you don't say this for that since it's Diraisa, right?
But it said that.
There's also Machlokes like this. Isn't Machlokes by Yom Tov Sheni, by Bris? If it's not a Mila Bismana, is it Toicha Yom Tov Sheni? That's also Machlokes in the Rush and others. And they still, so I have to remind myself, so maybe I'll look
at it.
Okay. Okay, Mesh Lomesh, Mesh Lomesh, Yom Tov Nesiyar Hashem Elohu, Yasbik lekavo mi beod yom, or masul over the kochav and surely chul lekavo, kevin shu tzu me ear, veneskasa me ene hakrovim, chola ola of avelus, vim hu sho achas kodam harego of nogbo avelus, botla logzev shiv afabish and nikmo biyotiv. In other words, as long as he's no longer misasik with the mace, and his avelus begins, like masul katofim, so then the avelus is chal, and therefore when if yantiv comes, it'll be mevatal the avelus. Okay. Now, dina avelus b'Shabbos. Shabbos enu mafsek avelus for ola l'minyan shiva. This is simen tes, tough. Shavei ksas dina avelus nogim bo, dahainu dvom shibitzina, shem tashmish hamita v'chitza. Aval dvom shivahesia dahainu l'hosa atifoso, which we don't do nowadays. And the Ramah points of a dafka shu amuta fatifus yishma elim kamoshin espala el simin shin peivav aval ksas atifus shenogin biksas mekomus kol lamed ein tzoch lahasa b'shabes hol v'yesh lo min olam bevaglov. That's the Gemara. If he has min olam bevaglov, it's permitted because people see it's not available because you see you're wearing your shoes. So it's called already avel betzina. If it's a tifus yishma'elim, even if he's wearing his shoes, that won't help, because that's called a vest with a hesia, because per se, that's only done, you know, towards avelus, so that's called avelus. So even though there's a contradiction to it, because he's wearing his shoes, and people say, oh, he's not an avel, but that's called a pidin is called avelus with a hesia. But the other one is only a vest with a hesia, only if it's interpreted that way. So if he's wearing his shoes, it's not called Avelus b'Fahesia. All right. Ulilbos min olav uvliskov hamita b'kfiyasa שלא ללבוש בגד קבוע, אלא מחליפו, ואם אין לו להחליף מחסיקו לאחר, ותם התורה הווה דבר שבצינה, and therefore, since תם התורה דבר שבצינה, not before Hesia, then תם התורה he's over is also, ותם התורה on Shabbos.
Rob, we said that, do the mirrors come off on Shabbos?
They do. They do.
Based on this,
right, because that's equivalent to Kriyas Hamita. Right. אבל לחסו הפרשו, כיוון שחייב אודם להשלם פרשיוסף עם הציבור, הווי כקורי אס השמה, it's called סידור דיומה, ומותו, ואם קורו אס האובה ללוס לתורה, צורך ללוס, שאם היו נמנה, היו דובר של פהסיה, ובינתם היו קורן אוסו בכל פעם שלישי, תויסס קורס לסטורי, ואירו בו אבלס, ולא קורו החזן, and so the chazan didn't call up Rabbeinu Tam, v'hu mi atzmo, v'alahu mi atzmo, v'alma kevin shahugo likroso shlishi b'chol Shabbos, haroa she'eno ola alma she'bishvil avelus hu nimna v'avidvam she'vehesya. Right? So the Rav pointed out, but were it not for this reason, Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't have taken Aliyah. Right? But why can't he take an Aliyah? After all, there's a locha that this is called Sidur Shoyom, he increased the Torah. He's mutter to hear the Torah. So what's the difference whether he gets an Aliyah, right, or just listens to the Torah? So the Rav said, you see from here that there are two Isurim. One is an Isur Lilma Torah. Then there's a separate Isur Lelame Torah. And Al Pidin, the oil is called the Koyri, and he's being Melame Torah. For Harai, the Gemara says about even Rabban Tzrichimlo, that we're mutter Tamat Torah, but the Gemara says, without a Maturgamin. Why? Because in other words, because that's Talmud Torah, that's a separate Easter Mamlamit, so it's a separate Heter because of Rabban Tzrichimlo. But you have to be Mamayit and not use a Maturgamin. So there's a separate Easter to Mamlamit Torah. The Chain im HaKoin Ovel, the Ein Koin Acha Beresa Knesses, Mutu Likroso, Avo Beinian Acha Osa. But if he's the only Koin, so then you're allowed to call him up, but if the Ovel is a Kohen and there's another Kohen, then you would not be allowed to call him up, right? So there's an interesting thing, if you're looking at the Pesachei Tshuva, this, he quotes, he quotes in the Pesachei Tshuva has a shaila. What about Shnayim Mikveh Ve'Echad Targum? Since even if you're supposed to do it each week, but you can do it till Wednesday, and let's say his Avelis will end before Wednesday, so he can be Mashlim. Is he allowed to read Shnayim Mikveh Ve'Echad Targum? This is Sifkot and Gimel in Pesachei Tshuva.
The Shach says he can't
read Targum. Oh, so he said Lachen. It could be that he's allowed to only if he'll miss the whole thing. Right, his Avelis corresponds to that week. Let's say he became an Avel whenever it is. Let's say Thursday, so it'll extend throughout the week till next Thursday, and he didn't have a chance to read, so he will have missed that week reading Shnayim Mikveh Ve'Echad Targum. But if he has towards the end of the week, he still has time to do Shnayim Mikveh Ve'Echad Targum, so then we wouldn't be Mater. Look in this. Ayn beheita b'sefer beis hilo ba'gov v'chen ha'machav v'shikot l'fi dvava ha'yosh be'el ha'chaim sh'ad revi b'shabes havi la'achah shabes l'inyan sh'yikro ha'seder sh'nayim mikro v'echad targum v'imken k'shiyashlim ha'zayin yimei avelos b'echad o b'beiz eino sh'ay likros b'shabes ha'seder sh'nayim mikro v'echad targum achah sh'yochol ha'shlim ad revi b'shabes akan dvorov v'ayim v'shal sh'tshuvis abo is that in the Turi Evan? Turi Evan, Simon Yud Aleph, the Chuvus Turi Evan. And Shecholik Allah Vesover, the Olam Tzorach Lekaim HaMitzvah Kitikuna, the Likos B'Shabbos Atzmo, the Osa Lilmod Mishnais Mesecha Shabbos Kimin Hagenu B'chol Shabbos, Ayin Sham. You know, that's, in other words, so the Mishnah, what do you call it? B'mem Adlikim, I think he's referring to it, right? See, the machlokes here is about what's the locha shnayim. What could have held the three possibilities about shnayim mikvei chatagum? One possibility is that shnayim mikvei chatagum is called sidur shel yom, and therefore it's permitted, even if you can chop it the next day, you know, after the avelas, right? So these 2 days, the other day that he quotes is that for different reasons. He's saying it's not because it's called sidur shel yom, it's because even though you can read it till you can do it till the next day, right? Till Wednesday, right? Through Tuesday, but it's still meikra din, it should be read on Shabbos, by Shabbos. So therefore, he's saying it's that kim you're losing, and therefore it's permitted. But once right? But it's not that every shnayim mikveh chatagim is automatically called sidur shel yom. Right? That's not what they seem to say.
Are they cholik on the mechaber when the mechaber says lachzor haparsha kevon shechayav adam hashlum parsha yoso?
You might see, but right.
Is that referring to shnayim mikra? Is that something different?
No, that's shnayim mikra. He's just saying when the mechaber is matir it. I mean, again, the three. The mechaber seems to, the simple lashon of the mechaber is not like him. The simple lashon of the mechaber is that's called sidur shel yom because he says it's like koris hashma. But they're saying no. It's only a heter. It's only called koris hashma. It's called sidur shel yom because you can't do it otherwise, right? Because if you don't do it now, you'll miss that kiyum with that week. But he says if you won't miss that kiyum, then it wouldn't be permitted, right? The simple reading of the mechaber is called stam itzoy mutter, because that's like part of the tefillah, saying right, just like you're allowed to hear kriyas haTorah while you're in Ovel, right? But he's saying otherwise. He's saying
Shach seems to be mechale.
Aval kosav adrisha b'shem al shal tuadil lachshu shnai mikva ve'echa tagem mutter ayin sham.
So he says the hu hadin. So suggest that there's something different going on.
I'm not sure exactly. So what is the shach and saying for the kosav adrisha? To what did lachzor shnayim mikra ve'echa tagem? What's different than mechaber? Aval lachzor apayin. He's not talking about the balkoyri. He said kain shechav l'hashem parshiosim v'atzibu. He's not that. That's shnayim mikra.
Maybe the targum itself is what's added. Lachzor parsha maybe doesn't include the targum.
You would think not the targum, but the whole loch, the loch is shnayim mikra ve'echa tagem.
Or maybe to read it once is lachzor parsha and shnayim mikra is extra.
So the Gilyon Ashur quotes here. The Taz says that this halacha that with Rabbeinu Tam. So it's not only Rabbeinu Tam. He says even if you're a yortzeit and there's a chiyuv, they know, and you don't go up, it'll be called like avel shem of hesher. And you'd be permitted to get an aliyah for a yortzeit. Or let's say it's a bris, right? So there's a loch, the bal bris is a chiyuv for an aliyah. So if he doesn't go up, that's a meaning, it'll also call avel shem for hesher. So Gilyon Ashur quotes that he missed the shach here, quoting the Maharshal. Excuse me, the words in the Taz. Where's the Taz? Here. See, the Taz says, V'kosav Maharshal, V'kosav Ashal, B'tshuva, the Ovel Shiyom Milas B'no B'Shabbos, Ein Lo Lalos L'Toyra, Afa B'Shinogra B'Kses M'Komash, Shim HaBen HaVichiv Lalos B'Yom Milas B'no, M'Komakom L'Mikri Fahesia. You know, it's because that's not so confessive if you didn't get an aliyah. So it's not like, right? So the Gilyon Ashur points out that this Das Eish is against this Taz, according to Maharshal. All right. Okay, let's continue. There's one other thing I wanted to point out, an interesting thing. And if you look here, here, Mutter Lekroso, Ayin B'tshuva is Chasam Sofer, Sheherechsas Madua Hishmet Havamor, Hoda Isa Bagos Maimini B'Shem Maharami Rutenberg, T'Tov Sheyetze Mibes HaKnesses. Kodim Sheikro La Torah. Mashov Kosov Mikoma Komposhe B'Mokom Dekoyin Rogo Lotzis Mibes HaKnesses K'day Likro Yisrael B'Mkomo, K'en Gam K'shu Ovel Lek Avelis V'Hesia Kulei Hai, Im Yotzim Beis HaKnesses, Mikomakom Im Eino Yotzim V'Koren Oso Ein B'Kach Klum. You see this Pesach Tshuva? So I just want to point out one thing. There is some shuls have this minig. You see, it's quoted in the Pesach Tshuva. For example, they need an extra aliyah. They say there are a few yard sites. So they say, they tell the kohen to go out, right? Some places don't even tell the kohen to go out. It says, Memchilas kohen, right? So the Rav was very much against this minig. And he said that we know that we call the kohen up for the first aliyah. And that the Moshe says in Gittin is because of Vikidashto, right? But it's not just a locha because of covered kohen, so to speak, Vikidashto. It's a kiyum of the Kriyas HaTorah. V'horaya, that the Gemara says, I spoke about this past Sunday, the Gemara says that, has in Megillah, says why, that we have three aliyahs, right? So, it's machlok some rhyme there, why? One says it's keneged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And one says it's keneged Kohan Levin Yisraelim. So the Rav said, you see from that Gemara that the number of aliyahs corresponds to Kohen Levi Yisrael, it's because that's part of the Etzem Kriya. So if you don't have a Kohen for Kriya Satoira, of course you read without a Kohen, but something is deficient in the Kriya Satoira. It's a kiyum. And I just want to, and the Rav explained also just the other part, that says Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Can I get Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim? What does the aliyah have to do with Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim? We're not reading Yeshua here, right? We're not reading Rus. So what is Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim? So I said very beautifully. He said it's referring to Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim means that within Torah itself there are three levels, because Torah is Torah, right? It's right. Torah Tziva Lana Moshe. It's also Nevi'im. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Avla Nevi'im, his Nevu'ah is not worse than any other Navi. And it's Ksuvim, it's Kisvi HaKodesh. So inherent within Torah are the three levels of Kedusha of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And corresponding to that, they have three aliyahs. So I want to just cite a Gemara. The Gemara says, it was a Gemara on Shabbos, I think it's Pedalad. I'm not sure if that's right. I think Pedalad. But the Gemara says about that the Torah was given la am tlisoi, Torah is tlisoi ba am tlisoi to Moshe who's tlisoi. I forgot exactly Lashon Gemara. Because Torah tlisoi means Torah nevim ksuvim la am tlisoi kahan levim Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu was shlishi lebeten because he was the third after Aaron, Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe, right? So you see that you know what does it mean that was given Torah Tlisoi to Moshe? It doesn't mean Yeshua, you know, and Shmuel Al, Shmuel Beis, right? What does it mean? It means the Torah itself, like the Rav said, has these three kiyumim, or three chaloisin, I should say, of Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And therefore also the Kohen that we call the Kohen and the Levi up and Yisrael, but the kohen is because that's part of the kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah that should be read through a kohen. I would suggest that the reason, by the way, is, as we said, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah of Tam HaTorah, Tam HaTorah de Rabbim. And in general, the mitzvah of Tam HaTorah, what's the role of the kohanim amongst the Jewish people? Yerim Mishpatach. Yerim Mishpatach, right, to Yisrael. Yovim Shvetechel Yaakov to Yisrael, right? That the Rav used to say, look, the Kohanim get all the all the matnas kahuna, what are they doing all the day? If you have, they have the best union of anybody. If you figure out how many days a year the kohen works, it's only a few days. First of all, there are 24 mishmaros, so they only work, you know, they cycle after 24. Each mishmar is each week, but it's not the whole week. It's only one day. The base, right? Each base av is one day, so it ends up 2 days, plus maybe a little extra in terms of because kulam shomim beregel or something like that. So what are they doing the whole time? So he said what they're doing is, you know, the pasuk is that they're teaching Torah. So that's what I would suggest. I think that's why there's a special key in based on the Rav of having the Kohen get the Aliyah, because that's part of the key of the Kohanim to teach Torah and this Torah Derabim. And I was thinking that's also why there's a halacha you find by Bezna Godel that you don't find by any other Bezna. It could be for another reason, but by Bezna Godel, the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that the halach is that we point in the amongst Sanhedrin has to be also Kohanim, right? If you want to look at where's that? It's name's Perek Beis from Hilchas Sanhedrin. I don't know how you'd find. But if you look at the Rambam only says that, he only says it by Bezna Godel. Why don't you say, every Bezdin, you have to have, one of them should be a Kohen. Of course, every Bezdin of Gimel would be hard, but why not every Sanhedrin or something, Chav Gimel? So I think there are two reasons for that. I mean,
I don't see it in Perek
Beis. So it may not be Perek Beis. Let's try Perek Aleph.
Not Perek Aleph? I just type in Kohen.
So as we're looking for this, why is it? So I thought that the reason is because what is the role of Bezna Godel in Klal Yisrael? So I mean, it's not only that they have a higher level Bezdin than any other Bezdin, and they have more responsibilities. There's a mission at the beginning of Sanhedrin, cites all the different things that relate to Bezna Godel. But as the Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim, what is the role of Bezna Godel? So the Rambam says Shehein Hein Amudi Havor. The Ikatova shall be alpha, umihem choko mishpat yotzi l'choy yisrael shenema, kimitzien teitzitot v'ashem yishalayim. So that's the Bezna Godel shall be yishalayim. And you see it in the pasuk for kamti, right? Like, kif l'chodav ben din l'din, ben dam l'dam, ben din, what's the pasuk say? Ben divrei rivos b'sharecha, right? So you see, it's not just talking about ben dam l'dam, it's not that there's a tentoyer, it's a shala in halacha. Right, Shal Damnita, whatever, right? So, because Bezna Godel's job is they're the ultimate arbiters of Torah Shbi'al Peh. Kimitzin Teitzi Torah Drashim Shalayim. So because the role of Talmud Torah in Bezdin, that's why there should be a Kohen, because it should merge with the role of the Kohen.
In Perek Beis, he says,
No, but there's a lacha that should be.
What's the
lashon?
Moshiven or there's mitzvah lios the Sanhedrin lios kohanim. Mitzvah lios the Sanhedrin gedola kohanim v'levim. Shnerbata alaf kohen halavim.
Where is it? Perek what?
Perek Beis
Halacha
Beis.
Okay. Right. So, but you have it. So it's like our Kriyas HaTorah. If you don't have a coin, so you're stuck with Yisrael, right? But if not, you know, it's a keem to have a coin in Levi, right? Well, at least a coin, right? Could be Levi is only part. It's only because of the coin. But that's the role of Talmud Torah. That's why it's only. That halacha, and Ram says Perek Beis Halacha, he says only Bezna Godel, right? What's his lashon?
Yes, Sanhedrin
Gedola. Sanhedrin Gedola, but Sanhedrin Chav Kimo would. Why? Because Sanhedrin, another Sanhedrin, the Dan Din in the Fashis, but their job, their role is to be Dan. Their job is not to be the arbiters of Torah Shabbat Alper. That's the job of Bezna Godel. And if somebody disagrees with them, he becomes a Zokin Mamre. Of course, with the conditions required.
Yeah.
you know, his covers and so on and so forth. But I think there's also, by the way, I want to add one other reason why there's a special kiyum to have Kohan Levim in Bezna Gadol. And that's based on another thing which the Rav said. The Rav famously said, and worth mentioning because Rosh Chodesh is coming up, that Bezen HaGadol represents, they're the boy koach, they're the representatives of Klal Yisrael. When we need the Das HaKol, they represent the Kol. And the Rav said this in his very famous shiur about Kiddush HaChodesh, you know, that the Rambam says that you need Bezen HaGadol for Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? So you need the permission of Bezna Godel, and the Ramban disagrees. How can you say you need Bezna Godel for Kiddush HaChodesh? We know that Kiddush HaChodesh extended till the time of Rabbi Verava. There was no Bezna 40 years before the Churban. Bezna Godel was cancelled, right? Because there couldn't be done in Nefoshes, because Hamokim Gorim, Himalayim Rebbe's Pagi is Potter. It's only when the Lishkas Agosis, and they were exiled from the Lishkas Agosis 40 years before the Churban. Ramban says, how can the Ram say? So the Rav said, he answered, any kind of Fadina Nefoshes, Bezna Godel has to be Makomo. But the Shem Bezna Godel was not cancelled otherwise, for example, to Paskin, especially for this halacha, namely for to be Mora and so on. And that Bezna Godel represents Klai Yisrael. And that's still intact. And the reason the Bezna Godel, the Rav said, is because really Kiddush HaChodesh is not done by Bezdin qua Bezdin, is because Bezdin represents, when I say Bezdin, Bezna Godel represents Klal Yisrael. They're the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, whenever there's Bezdin, and Kiddush HaChodesh, the Mekadosh of the Chodesh is what? Is Klal Yisrael, through the instrumentality of Bezna Godel. And with this he explained, you know, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, nowadays that we don't have Bezna Godel, so how are we Mekadosh? He said, Zalochel Mos Mishin, that we're Mekadosh Lapi HaChesmen. But not everybody's Cheshmen, it's only the Cheshmen that we do in Eretz Yisrael, of the population in Eretz Yisrael. So, what's the transition? He had Bezna Godel, and all of a sudden it's Lapi HaChesmen. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the last Bezdin of Hil HaSheni was Mekadosh based on the Sod HaIbur and the calendar that they developed. All the Mashiach Chodoshim in the future till the Melech Mashiach will come, but the Ram's not the way. The Mekadosh is what is Klal Yisrael. So nowadays we don't have that. But now we don't have that. I mean, nowadays we don't have Bezna Godel, but Klal Yisrael through its Niyug is Mekadosh. Why? Because ultimately the root of the authority to Mekadosh the Chodoshim is Klal Yisrael. And how do we know that? You bring me a Raya. How do you know that to Mekadosh Rosh Chodoshim and Yom Tovim is with Klal Yisrael? Right. What were you going to say?
I was going to say Tefillah. We say Chavim Kol Yisrael.
Correct. Both are correct. I said both. So I just want to. But the one source is because it says, the one says, how is it that we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, and so on? I ain't Choshim Mishnayim. We never have a double motif in a bracha. So what does the Mar say? No, it's one motif. Mekadosh Yisrael, the Mekadosh Vazmanim. It's not Yisrael, it's Beznet's Mekadosh. The text is no, the authority of Beznet stems from Klal Yisrael. And when we don't have Beznet, what do we have? We have the Niyag of Klal Yisrael. And then the Rav said, that's why our minig is when we Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, as we did this past Shabbos. So we say Chaverim Kol Yisrael, and the what do you call it? The Chazan holds the Sefer Torah. Why? Because it's we, the Klal Yisrael. What brings us as one integrated unity? That's the Torah. Right. So we got a little far afield, but that's why. But that's coming back to here about the Kohen, and he says that we if there's an Ovel, and if he should go out, right? If he's a Kohen. So the Rav would say absolutely not. He should not go out. Because that's part of the Kiyum Kriyas HaTorah, is to have a Kohen. Okay. I know he was very adamant about this. I'm not talking about the case of an other, but you know this thing for yahrzeits that they send the coin out all the time. I don't know if they do that in your shuls, but if you have, what?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you've never seen it.
I saw it in Brooklyn.
Oh, it's common.
Can I ask you a practical question?
Yeah.
Is this a heter for Shnei Mikra only on Shabbos? Theoretically, if someone was knowing to read one only every day.
No, it seems to. No, it's not dafka on Shabbos. I mean, if you in the Taz, v'nir lachid b'chol also b'shabes shavi suzmano v'umichovus hayom. I mean, from the Taz, when it quotes from Mashal, it sounds like it's chovus hayom only on Shabbos. When it's chol, it wouldn't be permitted, even those of the minig. That's what it sounds like from this Taz, but you see. From the Pesach Tshuva, what he's quoting, that it's not that way, right? Because he's saying, as long as you have, if it corresponds to the whole week, and you can't be mashlim, then you can do it any time during the week. But if you can be mashlim at the end of the week, and you know the Avelis ends on Monday, and you can do it through Tuesday, then you shouldn't do it because you can, right? So then you see he holds you can do it any day, right?
One other question. If someone's knowing to read Rashi Unglis, is there a preference? Should he continue reading Rashi Unglis, or should he do a minimum chiyuv?
I think he should do both. I would think because he says he's kikore shema, right? So now it comes sidur shayom. If that's the way he does it. I think that it should be mutter. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. Next. Garaso chaya ha'okuhu listim u'b'shabes nisyais milavakesh kevin d'dvam shibetzina noig b'shabes ololo liyom echad. Okay. V'im pogo yom shloshim shel avelus b'shabbos, v'yom choftes be'erev Shabbos, mutar lo lilchotz be'erev Shabbos, af b'mkom shenogim shel lilchotz kol. You know, this is the Ramah saying it. Even if you have the minig, like the Ramah has, the minig the mechitza is also all shloshim. Okay. V'shliach tiv afa pi sheyesh lechalik ben shim. El simin shin paites v'shin tzadi. Excuse me. V'afa pi sheyesh lechalik ben rechitza sasur b'shabbos uben dvam elu she'ef shalosh v'shem yikomak ein nivli lechalik b'kach. So the heter is transferred to the day before. The chav test, it is only a minig because it covered Shabbos. Okay, now tough aleph. Ein menichim es hamita b'vchov b'chol hamoyed shelo lahagil es hespid. She also lahagil es hespid b'chol hamoyed. El chov etamin chacham. Afikich ein malichim ames lebeis hakvaris b'chol hamoyed. Ad sheyakol hakevim mesukun mezuman. Because otherwise, while they're waiting, they'll say a hespid. Ein kovim b'chol hamoyed el mishu chayv lekvoa. But on Chol HaMoed, you are Chayv Lekvoa. ein cholzin kotav b'moyi ve'ein mevarim bo ele krovav shel meis. Aval akrovim mevarim. V'hu adin l'chanaka u'purim v'rosh chodesh. U'mish mevarim ein mevarim ele al mito skufos. But Havor, because as we explained before, when we looked at Lachos of Havor, Havor is part of the kiyum of Nichum Avelim, which applies b'chabay Ravim is asking him. Av biyantif afil biyantif sheni ein korin v'lo choltsim v'lo mevarin. So why is it that biyantif itself, even yantif sheni, we're not, there is no havor. It's only b'moyed that you have it. But if it's a king of Nichum Avelim, Rabbi Misaskim and Moas, even, is that only? Why should that not? See, it's not exactly identical to that. Aval tam chochem ben bechal ben. Ben Hamoy, Ben Bevash Chodesh, Chanukah Minus, and excuse me. Mavan Bagob Al Hachochem Latoch, Mavan Hakol, Al Hachochem Latoch, Arachov, Gedar Shemavar, Sekom Shakol Kekrovov. All right, let's continue. Noshim chalamoyed ma'anos dahainu shekula ma'onos ka'achas avalo metapchos dahainu lahakos kaf al kaf, that they clap. It was a sign of velus. B'rosh chodesh chanukupurim ma'anos metapchos avalo mekononos dahainu she'achas medaberes v'kulam onos achreha nikba hameis lo ma'anos v'lo metapchos. V'hani midli inchi de alma, aval tamid chochem, ben bechol hamayid, ben bevash chodesh, chanaka, upurim ma'anos u'mekononos, kedavkan bechol. V'hani midli befonov, aval shalo befonov, lo. V'yom shmu afil v'choka ke befonov domi. So that's the locha, but there's no moyid b'fnei chochem. Omim alameis tzidik adin v'kadesh kedavkan, וכן ביונטב שני, אבל ביונטב ראשון, כמי שאין מסעסקים במס, אין עומם עושו. ויש חוקם של עולם הצידק הדין במויד, וכן המינג, פושב במדינוס אלו, של עולם הצידק הדין, בכל היומים שאין עומם בהם תחלון. לכן אין עומם גם כן כשקובם אחר חצוס בערב שבס. יש שם דעים קובם המס בלילה, שאין אומרים קדש ולא צידק הדין. אחר חצוס השח says, אבל בערב ראש חודש ובערב חנוכה אומרים אפילו אחר חצוס, זה לא עדיפי מערב שבש כל כך. זה לא עדיפי מערב שבש, כך כוסף התעזוב ומשפיע to who adin be'erev yontif acha chatzos. Ein omrim. Okay, let's continue. Meis lo meis kodem purim, upogobo purim, enum mafsik havelus. So, Purim is not mafsik the avelus. We learned before at the beginning. I should mention to her. I may have said it before, but we know Taisa says the recent Shabbos, this halacha that avelus is noig in Shabbos ain't mafsik. What we had at the beginning of Siman Tov is because Taisa says that the reason is because there's no Simcha on Shabbos. The Shabbos is only Kibbe Ve'onig. Kibbe Ve'onig is a Chilu Shtir. That's not a Stira to Avelis. On the contrary, there's a Locha that we give wine to the Avel. Right? So, but Simcha is a Stira. Right? And so the Rav said, you see from here, he said two different things. But one thing he said is that it's not per se the niyug of simcha. In other words, let's say for simcha, what do you do? The Ram says bisman azeh, right? It's basa b'yayin, right? The Ram is basa as well. So he said an avil can. That's not a stira to an avil. So why is the simcha a stira? But you see, because the aloch of simcha is like avelos. It's not; these are just the outer manifestations of the simcha. But the kiyum simcha is really a kiyum shebelev, and it's the sense. As also, like I said, always that simcha is always lifnei Hashem. You see. That simcha is not only related to basar yayin, the Rav said, you see, because the Ram says that there's a loch of simcha on you know, the simcha's base shoeva is part of the simcha's yantif. Other shem is part of the simcha's korban. But the Ram, so why is it? I mean, there's no basar yayin. So you see, simcha expresses itself not necessarily in basar yayin, or according to some Rishon, dafka chilus kachim, the Ram holds a chilus kachim. Is not the akad the simcha b'shadva and also mini raisi b'sman azeh, but okay. Now we have the locha of Purim. Meis lo meis. Kodem Purim, Upogabo Purim. There's another answer, by the way. I heard from the Rabbi. He said the halacha is also. It's not just in the niyuk hagava the stira is. The halacha is because these are called yemei simcha. That the day itself is a yom simcha. It's not just there's a niyuk simcha on that day. A day of simcha cannot be oilef as a day of avelos. After avelos, you see the yom is oilef. There's a malais of avelos. Right, so. That's the stira. Shabbos is not Shabbos. It's kibud va'oinig, but there's no simcha, and the day is not a day of simcha. We'll see, and in that respect, I think you'll see the next halacha: meis lo meis kodem purim, upogabo purim, enu mafsek havelus. When we come akom en havelus noigbo lo biyudalev lo betesvav el drum shibetzina noig v'chayv l'shloach manos v'afal pisha enu misabel behem olim lo miminyan hashiva kamo Shabbos. So I was thinking, it could be, you know, in terms of, if we're to assume that there's a mitzvah simcha on Purim, right? One could say there's no mitzvah simcha on Purim, right? It is a lochus of suda, right? Suda's Purim, right? We use the expression of simcha's Purim, but maybe there's no din of simcha. But it says you may. What does it say? You may. What does it say? Yontif also doesn't say.
It switches one pasuk.
So
the machlokas was only whether it's at night during the day, whether simcha also applies at night or not.
So this is what I was thinking. At this part, I didn't hear from the Rav, but I was just thinking that. I mean, of course, that Purim. This, first of all, I have to clear: is there really mitzvah simcha on Purim? Because the halacha is on Yontif, you're not allowed to get married, and on Purim you can, right? Samachta bechagecha, v'lo beishtecha, right? And we paskin on Purim, you can get married. So why don't you say, ein mavim simcha besimcha? There's a lot, but I mean, one answer may be, even if there's a mitzvah simcha on Purim, but the sim. It's just that you should be happy on Purim. You don't have to be happy because it's Purim. So therefore, if you're happy that you married your wife, that's also okay. But here it's for Samach to bechagecha. The simcha has to be because of the chag, associated only to the chag, not to the chasana, not to the kala. So therefore, That's one answer. The other answer might be that maybe there's no mitzvah simcha on Purim. You see, you can get married. It's halacha to be noyig b'simcha, right? But let's assume, as you quote the pasuk, right, the shtikla liar, like the following Torah Shmiksav, but that there is a mitzvah simcha on Purim as well. Of course, the mitzvah simcha only relates to the suda. I mean, is there a simcha beyond the suda? This is what I'm trying to sell to you, is that the halacha is that even if there is a mitzvah simcha on Purim, which is, as I indicate, an if, because it could be just that all this may be just a loch in the Suda, even the simcha, it's a din in the Suda. But the yom is not, the yom, because the whole, there's no kedushas hayom on Purim. So you can't say that the yom is a yom of simcha. This comes back also to the question whether the me'iri, let's say, do you make a shechiyanu on Purim? Let's say I didn't hear the Megillah. I don't have a Megillah, right? So do you make a Shechiyanu? Just like we make on Yontif, you make a Shechiyanu, you make a Yontif. So the Meiri famously says that you do. And the Rav thought, you know, many Mishonim disagree. La halacha to Shal, the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, seems to hold like that Meiri. But the Rav thought it was an impossible position.
You have the same position in Hanukkah, right?
Hanukkah and Purim are identical, right? Because there's no kedushas yom. There that we make a shechiyanu, you know, the Mos says in Erev that on Yom Kippur you say it afilu bashuk because you don't say it on a coast. There's kedushas yom, but here there's no kedushas yom. So but I'm saying also it's not the yom the simcha is not related to the chaloshem yom. There's a locha on Purim. These mitzvahs apply. But anyway, here the Mechava Paskins, Meis lo meis, kodem Purim, upoga bo Purim, einu mafsik avelus, umikom makom ein avelus noig bo, lo biyudale v'lo b'tesvav, el adrom shibitzina noig, v'chai v'lishloach manas, v'afa pish einu misabel behem, olum lo miminyin hashiva, kimo Shabbos. So therefore, it's not mafsik, right, it's not mevatel avelus, but the avelus doesn't apply. However, in Orachayim, in Hilchas Purim, the Mechava says himself, and he says there that Avelis does apply on Purim. But the Ramor there says that it doesn't apply like the Mechaba over here. So if you look here in the Shach, the Shach quotes a Machlokes Bathroom. Mokom ein Avelis no yigabo, umar shal posik de tzorach linhog kol dini Avelis, v'shechein haminig ve'viu hadrisha ayin sham. The kach kosev mechabav orachaim simin tofrei sadivav sif dalid who drisha kosev leishiv div liashiv divi hamechaber lo sasri adok. Because there's a stira been here in Yeridaya in Hilchas Avelis. The mechaber says Avelis and Purim, Chanukah and Purim is we doesn't say Chanukah actually. Only mentions Purim. Meis lo meis kodem Purim. Einu mafsik avelus, mikomaka einu avelus noyubo, lo biyudala v'lo b'tesvav. And what about Chanukah? So you see, he doesn't mention Chanukah. So it's only Purim because of the Mishnah. Right? Chanukah is not included in this. Shushan Purim.
No, but that's only for.
No. He means for Shushan Purim. In other words,
for Yerushalayim.
No, not for Yerushalayim. For us.
But then what's okay? So if we go back, then what's?
But you see from this that you see that Shushan Purim is not like what we think. You know, for us, it's not Purim. No, it's Purim for us also. Just since you know you be your Dalit, you're part of him. Our designated day is your Dalit, but both days are days of Purim.
So I
once wrote a shtickle Torah about this, which I lost many years ago. And you see also, the Gemara says, what if Purim falls?
as is Yerushalmi, with the Mishulash, Purim Mishulash.
Right. If Purim falls on Shabbos. No, but also the Gemara Megillah, but by Kriyas HaMegillah, what is it, that Schiva Bahadi Hadodika Asi, how does that work out? That if it falls, I don't remember the sugya, but any, from this you see that the Shushan Purim is not just Shushan Purim, it's Purim. Just in the Niyug, in the Kima Mitzvahs, in the Chalosham Hayom, it's called Purim.
Isn't it a raya also that the Simcha extends beyond the Seuda? That there's something to the Yom beyond the Seuda? Because there's no Chiyuv Seuda, there's no Niyug on Tesvav.
Right, no, but all you see is that in the Shem Hayom, right, that it's called, it's also called Purim. It's not Shushan Purim, Tesvav. It's Purim for both. Just the key of Purim for us is on your dollars. But there are a lot of rise to that, but I have to remind myself. You know, it's interesting. So anyway, you see, it's Machlek Sapoiskim. Do you sit Shiva doing on Purim, or don't you sit Shiva? Right? So just, I'll tell you, Maaseh Rav, when the Rav was sitting Shiva for his wife, she died Yud Aleph Adar. So I went up to Menachem Avel, the Rav in Bosnia, sitting in his house. It was Shushan Purim. And he said, and I remember Rav Hutner was there with Rabbi Teitz when I came to Menachem Avil, and he told them that if somebody, he said, if somebody would ask me the Shaila, should you sit Shiva on Purim or not, I would say, don't sit Shiva, because there are more. Right? Even though there's the Shach, quoting the Mashal, there's what to rely on, right? And also the Mechabai. But someone answered the theory, quotes Dushit with Chilik, whether Mace Lo Mace on Purim, the Tulu is on Purim. So then Avelis would be Noiv, because that's Avelis Diraisa. But if it's not Boba Yom, then it's not Avelis. I mean, I don't know why you have to come out to Avelis. I mean, that's, the Shach doesn't like it. That's not Mash V'toichik.
So the Rav said,
the Rav said, I would pass the night to Ramor, but psychologically, I feel I have to fit Shiva. Of course, obviously, psychologically, you don't change the Locha, but you know, as I had to tell
Purim
a person.
And Shusha.
Right.
Even though you were Menachem.
But he told, I think he sat Shiva on Purim itself. He heard the Megillah, and they went. Then when he went back, and he sat Shiva, but he didn't change, right? From God and Kruim and so on, right? Not like the Mechava here, like this Marshal, and the Shach quotes the Bach, also holds like the Marshal.
Wow.
All right. Okay, now Shmuel Krova Ruchoka. Mishibolo Shmuel Shemeslo Korov. In Besoch Lamed Yom Higi Hashmua, Afilu Yom Lamed Atmo, Hareza Shmua Krova. V'chayev linhog shiva yomei avelis, miyom shigia hashmua. V'korea umona lamed yom, miyom hashmua. K'im mashmi me'alamba menuka Yosef, okay. L'tispov im shah dvarim, klolo shal dova, yom shmua so hakrova, ki yom hakvura. Vim shama mi yom lamed ve'elech ein tzorach linog ela shor achas. That's called Shmur Choka. V'ein tzach linog el ashar achas. Lo shno shama b'yom v'lo shno shama b'layla. Shem shama b'layla v'nog mixes avelus b'layla shor achas olulo. V'afilu shama al ove v'imo. V'hani mili in gzeva shiva. Avla in gzeva shloshim noig al ove v'imo b'tispoas at shigayu bo chaveriv v'begiyutz at shigayu at Yagia Haregel Vigarbo, the Chem Beshel Shonu, the Kanish Labesa Mishta, Umona Miyom Misa, the Lomi Yom Shmua, the Fikach in Bolo Shmua, Al Ove Vimo Acha Yud Beis Chodesh, Eno Noig El Yom Echad, Af Bigzeris Shloshim. So now in this halacha, I think we spoke about it before. What's the halacha? It says here that by Shmua Kvova, you only Noig Shor Achas Bilvad. So that's based on the Gemara in Moed Katan with Chia, and also Gemara in, also Gemara cited in Pesachim in the first parak. That it was he, that what did he do? He took off. He was, I said Shema Mina Tlas, right? Shema Mina that say Mixing Yom Kakulo, Shema Mina that is Osu Benilas Hasandal, and what was the third Shema Mina? Right, so those are three, right? So in this halacha, this halacha can be interpreted in this machlok shoshanim in one of two ways. That Shmu v'choka is the pshat that Shmu v'choka is like one day. That's the pashtus, the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, on daf chaf.
I have the Gemara Pesachim.
Oh, Gemara Pesachim. Okay, my cotton says.
Let me get the
mic. But emat says yom. Oh. Right? So there is a model for chagechem la'evel, right? But from the lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like yom echad. That's one day. So then, if it's one day, then it's a malos even of one day, and he say mixing on kakulo, right? So what's difficult is that the Rush there quotes in the name of the Marami Rutenberg that even if he heard, which is the Psak that we just read here in Mechaber, that even if it was a Shmur Balaila, he's only Noig Shor Achas, even though the Rush himself holds, this Machlok Shoshanim, the Rush holds we only say Mixion Kakulo Bayom, not Balaila. That's based on the Gemara Megillah. Gemara says, by Zava, the Safra La, the Ain Svira El Biyomo. So therefore, that you have to be Noig part of the day. And that's what the Rush holds in general. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban thinks that Mixion Kakuli can say Balaila also. But the Rush says you can only say Bayom. And still, this halacha of what it called Nog, that it took, you know, by Shmuel Chok applies even Balaila. That's what it's right here. It says, V'im Shoma Bayom Lam, Ain't Soch Linog El Shor Achas, Loshna Shoma Bayom, Loshna Shoma Balaila. The Nog mixes Avelis Balaila, Shor Achas, Ololo. Right? So the Rav said, you see from here that it's not halacha mixing kakulo. Mixing is a malitza in the Gemara, then, according to that pshat. That mixing kakulo just means a shmur v'choika, shor achas is enough. And what's the chiddush then of filo? What's the shmamina? Right, mixing kakulo, shmamina, shmur v'choika is only yom echa, and shmamina, there's osu benila sasandal, right?
Yeah.
What's the chiddush? There's one of the, you know, the halacha is that what you need is, this, the way the Ramban thing says in Torah Adam, the Rav quoted, that what you need is mixing kukula means, but you have to have some kium. Not all halachs of avelus apply, but you need some kium avelus, and that ilas asandal. I mean, you know, maniyah from ilas asandal, chlitzas asandal. That itself is called a kumviase. Ramban says, but if I'll just be completely shevi al taisa, not violating the halacha, so that you have not in any way demonstrated the avelus, that would not be sufficient to say mixing kukulo. Or if you think it's not based on mixing kukulo, this is according from the Malami Wutma, that the Shah Achas would be sufficient. All right. So, and that's Sif Beis. Hashemeh Shmu V'chorke, Ein Tzorch Lino Kol Din Avelus, Eladayo B'chlitzis Mino, he has to do something to demonstrate the avelus, so he can do kfiyas hamita. What does the Shach say? Just stopping and learning, right, which he's chayev to do when he got the Shmua, that's not sufficient though. In order to say that he was noyig avelus, it has to be a niyig avelus, bekum v'yasei. So that's like taking off your shoes. You see that taking off your shoes is not only Issa Avelis, it's a Kima Avelis, Bechlitzis Asanda. V'sha'av b'shar Avelis meniach tefillin ve'enu chalzos el b'yom rishon levad. V'lo teishmu v'chok achmur miyom beis shal Avelis krover. Akan loshen Ramban. Okay. Ein mevorim na shmur v'chok. There's no havorim. Ain't Korim Ain't Korim Lashmur Choker, Val Ove Vimo Koreela Olam, Umokum Shainlo Likroa, Osu Lahachmal Atsum of Likroa. It's Baltashkas. Osu Vimlo, Imlo Al Ove Vimo, or Odom Godel Shoya, Rogal Hakshos to Shachse Bedova, Halo Dahavim Staffi Mine. In bo lasos milsa yisevel echvod the muto kach kosev habach. Okay, let's get here. Hashemei shmur b'shabbos. Just one more halacha. Shemaya Shmur b'Shabbos or b'Regel. Most of Shabbos b'Regel Nasa v'Choka. Eino noyeg el yom echad or b'Shabbos v'Regel osa b'Dvam shel Tzina. And that's because the Avelis world is beyond Shloshim already. So then, right? Even Hashemaya Shmur b'Choka b'Shabbos. You know, when he heard it was Krover, but now it'll be Rechoka the next day, so he's only knowing one day. Hashemei Shmur Rechoka b'Shabbos or b'Regel, Einu Noig Afil Drum Shibitzina, ולמוצא שבת רגל נוהג שור אחס ודאיו. Right? Because it's not worse, it's still, because that's what you do by Shmuel V'chayka. You know, Shor Achas, and you can't do that on Shabbos, because you can't have the Avelus B'fahesi, which is Nika, so therefore you do it after Shabbos.
Wouldn't Allah have fallen to the focus from Rambam Ramban about being Noig Avelus?
Right. I mean, as it relates to regal.
Yeah.
Right. So, according to the Ram, the regal, there would be no Dvam Shvitzinim. Hashmei Shmuel Chok B'Shabbos or B'Regel Einu Noi Gela for Dvam Shvitzinim L'Motzi Shabbos Regel Noi Shor Achas V'Dai. We just read that. Okay.
Is this the only case where on a regal we have Asher Barm Shal Tzina Halacha Hey, if you have a Shmua that's on Motzei Regal, it's Shmua Rechoka, that you can during the regal is Asher Barm Shal Tzina?
Well, because during the regal it's still Krova, right? Oh, you mean that's what who did you just ask? But according to the Rambam, there's no Dvam Shvitzinim Noig on the regal, right? According to others, there is Noig on the regal.
But we, I don't know.
But the Mechaber Paskins.
I don't know.
The wire here, this. What is the Mechaber?
I thought that was Chol Moed.
No, that would be the Yom Tov also. From Shabbat Sinner. I mean, you can only have it if he only quotes it here, because otherwise it's not possible that we'll stop it, right? Yedinei Avelus. Chava Pasins, El Shinoi Beregel Dvam Shibatina, Mona Shiva Acha Haregel.
That includes Yantiv.
Yeah, but also Mashivim, Melachto, Nase, Sideachem, and so on. Right, not like the Rambam, like the Rambam.
What about the Mitzvah of Simcha?
So Dvam. A good question. Just like you say, we said it like mitzvah de rabim. So, how can you have a? And is it possible of avelus betzina? The answer is avelus betzina is just isure avelus. That apparently is possible, even though there's a kiyum of simcha. It's only the nitnas, the dvam shebetzina. And the stomach question you're asking, according to those who disagree with the Ramban, how do you have avelus and simcha bevasachas, right? Dvam shebetzina. But the answer is the dvam shebetzina, but there's no kima avelus, right? Because the kima avelus depends on the melos. So that's the drum that I guess that's. So you have a niyug avelus. That it's not the Nihugi Avelis that is Steve, we said to Simcha, it's the Kim Shibalev. And apparently that Kim Shibalev depends on the Malos.
Maybe they don't hold the extent of Simcha like the Rambam. That maybe it's the rites are not really today. The Simcha is only with the Shlamim, we're only, you know.
No, the Rambam holds it nowadays, Simcha's the rites.
Right, the Rambam. maybe the reason that the...
I don't think so. I think that we would generally assume that simple is derisa. Right. I mean, Tosis is told that simple is only dafka b'kodshim. I think it's according to what the Rav said, we said earlier in the shiur, your point is a good point. I guess we'd have to say that just the Isuri Avelis apply, right? The Isuri Avelis are not a stira per se it's a Kima Avelis that's the problem. You can, right? And that depends on the Kima Los, that the day is a day of Avelis. We Jews always live through the paradox of Simcha and Tsar and Avelis and so on, living between the tension of the two. Okay, we'll stop.